This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. What is our purpose for being together with you in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show? Is to go through the stories and talk about the people who have made big news this week. Our intention is to inform you. When I say our intention, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, and he is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. So this week, there's always something happening that's big. Excuse me. I was sort of, we'll go through the list here. And I will, you're always surprised by some of my observations. I'm going to talk about John McLaughlin once I get my voice back.
Are you okay?
Which I will work
did you,
on.
Did you swallow a muffin?
I swallowed a cherry, as a matter of fact.
Oh, just gosh.
Before it on the air. Yes. And I don't think the seed didn't go down with it, but it's
It's very
it's
unwise
still
to
there.
Eat or drink before one speaks.
Really? You write that down. Michael Harrison says, don't speak. My mother used to tell me, don't talk with food in your mouth.
No, but that's something. Sort of like one of the rules of radio, and the more seasoned a radio
yes,
broadcaster is, the less they adhere to that, and the more they succumb to it.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for referring to me as seasoned anyway. I guess that probably is how it works here. I am somewhat seasoned. Not long on the tooth, just seasoned. All right, so let's take a swing at these stories and then the people, please, Michael.
All right, we have at number 10, Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the death of broadcaster and political commentator and moderator John McLaughlin. At number 8, we have the New York City imam murder. At number 7, we have the conviction of the Muslim cleric, and that's tied with the Burkini controversy. At number 6, Louisiana floods and California wildfires. At number 5, we have the story about Aetna to exit the Obamacare exchanges. At number 4, we have Syrian military action, the battle for Aleppo, Russian military involvement there. We have the Rio Olympics and the swimmers detained at number 3. At number 2, the Milwaukee police shooting and the problems that have erupted there. And at number 1, a mammoth topic, the presidential race. The most talked about people, John McLaughlin. At number 10, number 9, Maulana al-Din Akhondji. And number 8, Azim Shudare. Vladimir Putin at 7, Ryan Lochte at 6. 5 is Bill Clinton and Paul Ryan. Number 4, Stephen K. Bannon. At number 3, Barack Obama. 2, Hillary Clinton. Number 1, Donald Trump. And for those who say, who's Stephen K. Bannon? He is the former head of the Breitbart news agency and a serious XM satellite
radio. I think he's still working
for
him. Yeah. I think he's still connected.
I think he's on leave now.
What's the, isn't it interesting, however, from that perspective, to have somebody who's from such a far-right organization working with someone who is not right at all? I don't mean right correct. I mean right of center. He brings in Pence to sort of fill that void, and now this guy Bannon. But his true stripes are nowhere close to where these two guys come from.
But they have what they have in common is a common goal of focusing on what they claim are the weaknesses of Hillary Clinton.
Ah.
The Breitbart news agency and Stephen K. Bannon have been on the forefront of the anti-Hillary, many conspiracies about her. The big conspiracy about Hillary right now that they all share an interest in is her health issues. Mm. And, of course, Benghazi, rumors.
They're posting Dr. Drew posted something about Hillary's health on Facebook, I believe, this week. It's mm-hmm. the stuff that's gone viral all over the place.
Yeah, and they're resurrecting some of the old stories, you know, trying to make people think that perhaps she was involved in various and sundry murders.
Right. Vince Foster, he's dead because Hillary and Bill killed him.
Yep.
And the guy who leaked the WikiLeaks stuff from the DNC got shot in the back. Hillary pulled the trigger.
Yeah. Every night, Hillary goes out in her dark cloak outfit.
Yeah.
She has the ability to fly like a bat.
I know.
And
she wears a hoodie, too.
She wears a hoodie, and she has all kinds of nefarious weapons.
Yes.
By which she can cut a person to shreds in the dark of night.
Yes. Into the night. Remember, out in the, was it, what was that from Zorro? Out in the night when the full moon is bright.
Into the night, and the full moon rides a horseman named Zorro. and then he whistles for his faithful horse, Toronado.
Yes. Right.
And then Toronado. Toronado, my faithful horse.
Yes.
After he jumps over the fence and escapes the hapless Sergeant Garcia.
Yes.
And all of his henchmen.
Yep.
I love that show. I love Zorro.
Great show.
I love Zorro, but I think the Disney version with Guy Williams.
Madison.
Guy Madison?
Was it Guy Madison or Guy Williams?
Was either Guy Madison or Guy Williams?
No, Guy Madison was the cowboy guy.
Right, Guy Williams.
Guy Williams. Guy Williams was later with Lassie's mother, June Lockhart. In that
Lost
space.
In space.
Yeah, right, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Zorro.
And then you and I were later than that with June Lockhart, but that's another story.
Yes, we were.
And I'm not making fun, ladies and gentlemen.
She was very
much Stefan and I were good friends with June Lockhart at one point many years ago. Nice lady.
I met her at a... She'd come to Cincinnati. This is a story and a half. She'd come to Cincinnati to speak, and I was doing afternoons. I just started doing the Good Day program. I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati on WCKY. And she came to speak at some event, and I was there, and she wanted to meet me. And so I met her, and we went to dinner, and we became friends.
Yeah.
And then I brought her to one of the tacos things. She was very interested in talk radio and got her to come to one of the events, and she was like, never did she miss another one.
No, she was a media freak.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, real, a news junkie and a media freak.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And but, I lost touch with her. I think she's still alive, but...
I hope so.
She actually lived right up the street from me in Santa Monica, and I never stopped to see her. I should probably do that, but she'd
check her out
pretty well along.
No,
anyway.
But that Zorro show was wonderful. You know, Zorro was the, prototype for Batman.
Yes.
You know, what Batman and Zorro had two things in common that no other superheroes had, and that was they didn't have superpowers. They had super courage and intellect and gymnastic skills.
There we go. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Michael's all right.
I love that stuff.
In a moment, we're going to get to Donald Trump and his regrets. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 14 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
Oh, what?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magna Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all the trending stories that are there. John McLaughlin was a fellow, for whatever the reason, I think I only came across him a couple of times in my career. You may have as well, Michael, more than that. I think that it would have been, I would have been thrilled had he come to one of your conventions, one of our conventions. He was the kind of a guy who just, there was something about him that spirited interest, whether it was his intellect, just his mannerism. It was just, and so I, when you talk to younger people, they don't even know who he is.
Well, he was, you know, he wasn't on the kind of shows, his journalism and his show, you know, his well-known.
He was a priest.
Discussion. Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a priest before he got into media.
I know that he was very, very defined. His personality.
Yes,
was
that's
kind
a
of
great way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah, his extreme. And he was even, didn't they make parody him on Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
I think. And,
yep.
And it would be, you know, he'd ask a question, like if you were on the show, he'd go, "So, Doug, what do you think about the economy?" Mm-hmm. And you'd say, "Well, the economy is in trouble."
Wrong! 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 Bastion breath. Yeah.
So what's going to happen to that show? You should be asking me that. His public broadcasting show with Eleanor Clift and...
Well, those people are getting pretty long in the tooth, too. I watched it recently. I couldn't believe how both Buchanan...
You said that.
And Eleanor Clift have aged. So is there a new crew? Could you take that idea? I'd like to actually do that. That'd be a good show for me to do.
Why don't you call them and tell them you're ready to do it so that those long in the teeth people could have a new, fresh, young host like you.
Yeah, there you go.
I
think all of that stuff takes contacts and connection. Don't you, even in this day and age, do you think these people, people always ask, well, how do guys get radio gigs? How do women get TV gigs? How do people move into that
world?
It's easy
for women to get TV gigs at Fox.
Yeah, it is, even though Ailes is gone.
Well, yeah, now they're going to have to do it the old way.
Right, yeah. We have to actually find people who are talented and not...
I am kidding, folks. You know?
I'm not.
I'm just making a feeble attempt at being satirical here.
Yes. So, anyway, the side story on Roger Ailes this week is that he's advising Trump. We were talking about this guy, Stephen Bannon, but apparently Ailes has been enlisted for whatever the reason.
And Bannon and Ailes are not buddies, because one of the things that Breitbart has been doing is competing against Fox.
Yeah.
So, right. So you're talking about the head of Breitbart and the head of Fox, two competitors who... don't like each other's styles, least behind the scenes. I've heard that from people that are reliable sources. Mm-hmm. They're now going to be working together for the mutual goal of getting Trump elected, or I would say more, the mutual goal of keeping Hillary from being elected.
Maybe. That's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? Huh?
Well, isn't that what this election is about?
It's negative rather than positive.
Yeah, most of the people for Hillary are really not, they don't love Hillary, they hate Trump. And most of the people who are for Trump, they don't love Trump, they just hate Hillary.
What a shame.
It's horrible.
Isn't that an awful way to deal with reality? Let's go blow up the world because we don't like this guy. 21 past the hour on the countdown with Michael and Doug.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio are here with a discussion from Michael Harrison's point of view. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And Doug Steffen, yeah, we do get sidetracked sometimes because there are a lot of sort of side stories. But I love number seven having to do with the burkini country. Did you see pictures of some of those ladies?
Yeah, they're
in their burkinis?
They're very different than the kind of bikinis
you
see in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, right, exactly. But wasn't this perfect for this sort of silly, this is a relief sort of thing around all the other Muslim things that seem to be so negative, the imam's murder, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, this is negative, too, the fact that these women are going to the beach in places where they're not terrorists, they're not even foreigners, mm-hmm. and they're wearing the traditional coverings of the religion, and mm-hmm. it starts fights.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. It's
in other words, it's not funny.
How do people get into a point where they, I mean, think about it.
But back in World War II, there were people that would walk down the street. I heard these stories. They're probably true. And if they saw a German shepherd, they'd kick it. I mean, how's that? You know, let's kick a dog because its name is German Shepherd because we're at war with Germany.
People,
let's get angry at this woman because of her bathing suit because she happens to be a member of a religion that is connected to a faction that we're at war with.
Mm-hmm. And why are we at war with them?
Well, that, what are you asking me? That's question. Oh, talking about side. Why are we at war with Islam?
Well, are we at war with Islam or are we at war with Daesh?
We're at war with a certain faction of people that cloak themselves under the umbrella of
Islam. Are we at war with people or an idea?
Well, we're at war with people.
Who have an idea.
Well, I don't know whether or not any
or do they two really
people,
have an idea?
I don't know whether any two people within each faction have the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't even know what the heck they're fighting for. Come on. Knowing what you're fighting for, if people knew what they were fighting for, half the wars of the world wouldn't happen.
The soldiers wouldn't show up.
This is really, I think, at the heart and soul of much of what we spend our time talking about, how people don't get along and why they don't get along. You notice that in Baton Rouge and these areas north of New Orleans where the floods took place this week,
yeah,
it kind of reminded me of what happened after the end of September, September 11th, when everybody got along. There was no fighting, fussing. The white people are saving the black people. Black people are saving the white people, helping at every turn. Like there was no skin color. Like there was nothing that separated them. They all had one common problem, and that was they were losing their homes. The flood was ruining their city. They didn't have outside help, so they counted on each other to help themselves through the problem. This is number six this week on the countdown. And it is a fabulous example of what happens when you become colorblind, or you really find out how important this, that stuff. The point I'm trying to make here is that all of these artificial things that come up about people that we don't like for whatever the reason, they all get washed away, pardon the pun, when there's a real problem that needs to be dealt with. Because these problems are made up problems.
Yeah, or a common enemy. And a lot of these problems are made up to create a false common enemy so that politicians can wield power over their people.
Right. And they can pay off the people who support them in the military-industrial complex.
Certainly is an issue.
Yeah, it certainly is an issue. How many people on the radio actually talk about it, or are they beholden to those interests because in a lot of circumstances they help pay for the program being on the air?
Or they're radically against it, not understanding the nature of the human nature.
Yep.
In other words, there's always going to be a little bit of collusion. There's always going to be a little bit of a greed factor. There's always going to be politics. There's always going to be greasing the skids. Corruption, you know, a little bit of corruption sometimes keeps the machine going.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'd want to live in a world that was totally pure. Totally. So a lot of the people that are out there on the front line of telling it like it is are as, you know, irrational about the truth as the people they're fighting against are irrational about lies.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing is irrational, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
All right. We continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. More reference to some of the big items in the story list and the people as well. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 29 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now 34 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find out more about what's going on in the entire world, the broad spectrum of talk television, radio, at talkers.com. So you have on Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, explain what people will see or hear when they go there and they ratchet up, let's say, Talkers Radio. That's where our American Family Farmer started. It's sort of a hatchery for new program ideas, is it not?
Yeah, it's experimental theater. It's an experimental radio station with shows that are either too new, unproven, or far out to start on AM and FM radio. Mm-hmm. And many of the shows that have been there have gone on to successful careers, you know, or lives on AM and FM radio, such as the Farmer Show. So at Talkers.com, there's Talkers Radio.
Our friend Alan Combs has a great show there now called Healed Planet. Alan Combs of Fox News Channel and Fox News Radio, who is a
great
liberal,
radio host,
a liberal political talker. Well, he has this whole side. He enjoys parapsychology and
as do you and I.
Yes, and so he does a show about that, which you know people don't know him for. And you did the farm show. People didn't really know you for agriculture, and now that show is off and running. And there's a number of others, so it's kind of fun. And as far as Talkers Television, it's basically video of our events, interviews, our conventions, things of that nature. You know, the website talkers.com really is a 24/7 media station. You can read it, you can look at pictures on it, you could watch videos on it or listen to audio. It's amazing what the internet can do under one umbrella, one platform, one yeah. brand.
Really is how we look back and we sort of chuckle at the 25 years Talkers Magazine has been in existence. And I think about my career and your career and how things have changed technologically, if nothing else. I think there are a lot of things that haven't changed much in terms of discussion and what turns people on. But the way we get to all of that and the way that it gets distributed or disseminated is radically different from when we were kids.
Totally. I mean, just for example, that interview that I did with Rush Limbaugh for one of the early issues of Talkers when it was just a print publication.
Right.
I never thought that it would someday pop up back in or on Talkers as a radio show.
Right.
that the tape that I ran, the cassette that I recorded off of the telephone when I was talking to him, would be a fascinating radio show on the same platform, Talkers.
Right.
26 years later, we're now in our 27th year of publishing Talkers, which I find to be amazing. I figured I would do it for about 7 months. Yeah. I never would have dreamt it would go this long.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the countdown, the stories. Number three this week, the Rio Olympics. How much a fan were you of the Olympics, and were you surprised the context in which a lot of these discussions took place about the Olympics and our Olympic athletes and stars?
How much of a fan?
Yeah, were you? Did you pay attention? Did you watch? Did you listen?
I haven't
Did you read
watched,
about?
I have not watched much of the athletic part, which is really the reason it exists. But
right.
I've been following the politics of it. As you know, I have somebody in my family. I have a sister who lives right in the middle of it all at Copacabana Beach, and she's been telling me behind the scenes stories of the political and sociological and economic.
Right, so then that's important for us. We should hear some of that because that's what we're all about here, behind the scenes stories.
Yeah, well, it's worse than the media is saying. That's the point.
Worse in which way?
On every level. The corruption in Brazil behind the money that's been made by small factions is worse than it's being said. The negative feeling about the Olympics, the empty stadiums by the Brazilian population who feel they've been duped and that this is all, taking from their commonwealth for corruption is greater than has been indicated. And the crime and police ineptness and military ineptness and collusion with criminals that's taking place in Rio is far worse than is being displayed in the media.
You know, one of the things that I said on the air about this was in comparing Rio or Brazil to other South American countries or to countries generally speaking that are not as sophisticated as are we. So I say that because I've been fortunate enough to travel around the world, and I find that bureaucracy is so simplistic and the people are so uneducated and simple. I mean, I think that's the way that I would best describe. These people are simple, simplistic in their thinking. I mean, the fact that this foolishness went on with Ryan Lochte and all this other, did he break a window? What were they doing? The way it was handled, like it was a federal case. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, nonsensical. But that's the way in simple countries, oftentimes, where there isn't great education, people are used to authority. You find this in the Caribbean a lot, Central America, where people just defer to authority because it's authority. That's it. They don't question it. The fact that in Turkey, to move over there for a bit, with the attempt at a coup and how it was put down, It was pretty much started the same as the Egyptian coup by social media. And then the president may have been behind it. Who knows who was really behind it to get, stronger control. But the way they've handled these 38,000 people who are detained, it's this simplicity of what they charge them with and what people will buy into. Yeah, that's what it is, I think. The lack of education, Michael.
And you don't think that there's a great element to that in the United States?
I think you said earlier
they're simple and we're sophisticated.
We're more sophisticated than they are.
Some of us are becoming
more like what some of these second world countries are like because our educational system is so bad.
Well, if you have an uneducated public, if you have a corrupt just a corrupt press,
yeah,
and a corrupt government.
Both of them, all of these things, yeah.
Yeah, you've got some big problems.
We're no better than a third world country in many respects. We aren't.
I think we face the same problems they do because we're all humans.
Yeah. Well, is that it? Is that the human? Is it we leave it to the human condition?
Well, the biggest mistake you can make is to buy into the notion that there are superior breeds of humans than others.
Right.
And that's when you have a problem.
Yeah.
The fact is all humans are subject to hatred. All humans are subject to ignorance, bias, manipulation, greed. It's just different cultures have it under control in different ways. But it must constantly be maintained and there has to be vigilance in keeping ourselves collectively on the right track, thinking clearly, having ethics, loving each other, looking to the future.
But we don't have that.
No. Well, we have a little bit of it, but
Some
we don't have enough of it.
Yeah, right. And who are we to say that there isn't enough of it around? Some people may think there's plenty because they like what's going on.
Well, exactly. It's whose shoes are you standing in? And does the corruption, does the injustice,
you
does
benefit
the ignorance
from the corruption.
Benefit you?
Yeah,
bingo.
Right. Yeah, right. If you're Monsanto, or if you're an arms manufacturer, or any of these other people that benefit from close ties to those who are in charge so they can get away with whatever it is they want to get away with and not have any repercussions, then you love what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the average person, when they wake up and figure that we're being had by the military-industrial complex or the equivalent of it over in the food department, think to yourself, how does it get this bad? I guess it's bad because there's so much corruption, and there's so much corruption because there's so much money, and there's so much money because we have a vicious circle go around, around, around. We let leaders corrupt us into thinking that we ought to go to war against Iraq, or we ought to stay in Afghanistan, or we ought to go to North Vietnam, or we ought to be in Korea, that kind of stuff. We're reinventing this and making bigger mistakes all the time so that the last mistake doesn't look anywhere near as bad as the present mistake. And there aren't any comparatives in school, so we all walk around fat, dumb, and happy with the emphasis on fat and dumb. How's that for being cynical? 43.
Yeah, it doesn't bring happiness.
No, okay. So we'll finish the happy talk in a few moments as the countdown continues, 43 after the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from May 10 to 9/5.
All right, so Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we spend this hour talking about some of the people that have been found on the list to be the important discussion topics, the relevant discussion about the people and what goes on in our society, what makes for great talk. Have you ever gotten into the head of somebody who produces talk radio programs to find out what it is that motivates people to go on a radio program and talk, or a television program and talk about an issue?
Ego.
Is it?
My wife Bernadette just wrote a book called Yappy Days.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes with newsers, schmoozers, boozers, and losers. Her 26 years as a producer of big time talk radio back mm-hmm. in its golden days from the early 80s until the yep. early 2000s. And it's a great book. It's at Amazon.com, folks.
Right.
Yappy Days, Bernadette Duncan.
Yep, and you can see there's a, I think you have an up close and personal, I mean up yeah. close and far out with her as
yes.
well.
upcloseandfarout.com,
yeah,
folks.
And, well, people who like the format are interested
hey,
in how
she
really helped put together a lot of the best radio programs that have ever been on the air.
Larry she King, was, Sally Jesse Raphael, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
Charles Osgood. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
she's the real deal. It's a great book. I sound biased, but I wouldn't have been involved in it.
But it's okay.
It is. Well, you're right. Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm not finished with it yet, but I'm fascinated with these people. These are all people who are my contemporaries and characters that I've come across myself. And, you know, you hear all the dirt about Larry King. You know, is it really true? Is he really the way that he's projected to be? And in some cases, the answer to that is yes. In other cases, no.
Well, this book tells all. I mean,
yeah.
it's pretty candid.
Yeah, that's why I like it. That's why it's good.
Thank you.
Michael Harrison, here at 10 minutes before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And it continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official attorney for the Countdown program. He comes every week to review some of the items that are in the story list to bring us the legal ramifications of those. He also has a site called Scamicide. Scamicide.com helps people who are engrossed or enmeshed in problems because they haven't taken the responsibility to protect themselves. And so if you've been scammed, sometimes people who have been able to, they've tried to protect themselves, still haven't been able to. So you can follow the various patterns of the scammers and find out how to get around them by going to scamicide.com. Okay, so the swimmers that have been detained, the legal system, I've been trying to explain this on the air the following way, Steve. I basically referred to the legal system in this country and other countries like it as being simple. The folks are simple-minded, and the things that happen are simply stupid because they aren't very bright themselves. How close am I to reality, do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When in my days as a trial attorney, I used to argue to the juries, I used to say, I felt about our system of justice like Winston Churchill felt about democracy. He said democracy was the worst form of government on the face of the earth, except for all of the others.
Impressive,
and
right.
So, yeah, I mean, by and large, in this country, we've got a flawed system of justice, but it really is pretty good. You know, with Brazil, I kind kind of find this interesting, where during the week of the Olympics, there were 59 shootings, but the attention of law enforcement is on Brian Lochte, or as Donald Trump would probably call him, lying Brian Lochte, Ryan Lochte. So, yeah, I mean, this there was they lied about it. You know, there was a security guard with a gun. It is a matter of public relations down there, but it really doesn't merit all of this attention that the legal system is giving to it down there.
No. And you find a lot of these things happening. That's the simplicity of how people think because of the poor educational systems. And then I start thinking, Michael Harrison pointed out how corrupt our educational system is and how simple we're becoming when it comes to some of these things, which is pretty dangerous when you...
Well, let me tell you a great thing about the Brazilian educational system. It was horrendous. And so they decided that one of the things that they needed to do was get into the internet and computer age. So ahead of many countries, the youngest of kids become computer educated. They are really, really knowledgeable about these things. And hence, Brazil has become one of the foremost areas of cybercrime, as even drug lords will recruit these kids to either help them with their cybercrimes and money laundering, or they'll kill their parents. So you get an educational system, and then it gets abused by organized crime down there.
Wow, I didn't know that. Oof, that's a story. All right, next, number five this week has to do with Aetna pulling out of Obamacare. Their legal ramifications go to the Justice Department. Aetna was trying to merge with one of the other big insurance companies. I can't remember which one. But they were not successful. And so Aetna said, look, if we don't merge, we can't keep doing this. And the Justice Department said, well, you can't merge. And they said, okay, kiss my you-know-what. We're leaving, I think, it all, maybe four states they're staying in. And so you wonder sometimes about how these various legal entanglements of various bureaucracies get in the way of progress.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, one of the things with antitrust law is it's necessary because companies can abuse the public. We've seen this very much before. But it is also important to note that just because a company is large, has a big amount of share of the particular service they're doing, it's only an antitrust violation when consumers are harmed. Now, whether it was the situation here, I don't know, but you're right. You know, the coordination between departments is something that is a real mess in the law. I'll tell you, in estate planning law, we even have a type of trust we call an intentionally defective trust, and that's because the income tax laws and the estate and gift tax laws don't mesh. So you can do something that is positive and allowed for estate taxes, but not for income taxes. So you go back to the complications of these systems, and sometimes missing the intent can create more problems than they're solving.
Isn't that amazing, huh? Intent. That's always something is fussy when it comes to the law. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law and college professor here on the Countdown with his overview. Don't forget to check out his website, which is so helpful to so many people, called scamicide.com, with obvious implications from the title of what you can find out when you go there. Steve Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.